Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expression. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hi, my name is Rob Burrows, retired senior chief, United States Navy Seabees. And this is our first Battlefield Expressions program. It's brought to you by Brush, Foster's Brush Hog Service, locally owned and operated, giving veterans and elderly discounts, specializing in fire compliance services, fire breaks, after storm cleanup, removal of waste from transients, which is a new one. And they have all kinds of tractor services and services to be able to take care of whatever your needs are. Fallen trees, brush, you name it. Now's a great time to get that cleaned up and get it burned. If you'd like more information, you can contact Keith Foster with Foster's Brush Hog Service at 440-9531. That's 440-9531. And his father is a Korean War veteran, United States Navy, and so he is helping to sponsor this program to honor his father. Thank you, Keith, and your family, and thank you to your father for his service to our country. We have our guests with us now. We have Tom and Debbie Johnson. And so we'll be talking a little bit about our AMVETS program that we have here in our Redding, Northern California area, and where that has led us to honor our World War II veterans. And so good morning, Tom. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Rob.
Thank you for being here this morning. It's a great opportunity to be able to talk about the AMVETS and the programs that we support through that and how we honor all of our veterans.
Absolutely. It's a 24/7 job for us.
It doesn't go away.
It never goes away.
So tell us a little about your involvement with the AMVETS. Tom Johnson is also on the vice president for the board of directors for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Debbie is the secretary for the Veterans Museum. And so great opportunity to have these individuals here to talk about the services that we provide to our veterans in this community.
Very good. Yeah, a lot of people don't even know AMVETS exists. We're more do it than tell everybody how we did it.
Kind of like the museum.
Yeah, kind of. AMVETS has been around since 1944. They were formed by returning veterans who were coming home, and the GI Bill had been put in place, and the government was supposed to be giving benefits to the GIs coming home. And so a bunch of guys got together because they were having trouble getting the benefits. So they got together to make sure those veterans were getting their benefits, and they ended up forming an organization. Actually, they formed 18 organizations, and they decided to get together, and it all became one organization, which was AMVETS, I think in December of 1944.
So AMVETS is a national program that covers the entire United States, and it covers all veterans, and they don't have to serve in a foreign battle. If they wore the uniform, they can be a part of AMVETS.
AMVETS accepts all active and
honorably
discharged veterans, everybody.
All branches.
All branches, even the National Guard and Reserves.
And there's not a lot of the other branches that do take care of the National Guard and Reserve,
right,
so it's a great opportunity for them to be involved also.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and here locally, most of the organizations, they're run by usually a local post, and then they'll have a department at the state level. And here locally in 1996, which happens to be the number of our post, Leo P. Simon, he formed it here. He was a member down south at another post, and he came up here to Redding and formed 1996. And
along with some other great heroes.
Right. We have actually the list of organizing members is quite prevalent around here. We noticed a lot of the names, we've seen them elsewhere in town doing other things for veterans.
It seems to be a certain group of people that step up to the plate and are involved in all the different organizations.
Absolutely,
Veterans helping to take care of veterans. And some veterans get involved and some veterans never get involved. And who knows why or whatever. But we always say thank you to those who step up and help to lead in our community and to help make that involvement. And Leo P. Simon was a World War II Navy veteran,
wasn't
he?
Yes, he was.
And so what a great opportunity.
I know. No. Was he was Army.
Was he Army? Okay.
He was Army.
I, had
I know you're Navy, you know, but, and I'm Army, but well, Leo was Army.
Well, I had the opportunity to meet him at the meetings on multiple occasions, and, you know, he was a hard charger. He was one of those guys that just went and went and went until his Energizer battery finally gave out.
Absolutely, yeah.
But he was a really unique individual.
He was my mentor in AMVETS. I joined AMVETS in 2004, and at that time he had been all kinds of different things, all the way up to the national level. And he was the national level, a District 6 commander, which is a national post or office. And, of course, he had been the northern area commander. He'd been the local commander. And at the time when I joined, he was the adjutant for post-1996. The adjutant is a fancy word for secretary.
Right.
I just happened to be the adjutant at this time. But like I said, he was my mentor, and I worked my way up through the ranks. I went through
pretty fast.
Yeah, quite fast. By 2007, I was the commander of the local post, and that's when I realized how involved everything was. We had so many programs going on. I had to retire. I retired from being a plumber, and in 2004, that's when I joined AMVETS, and just
one thing after the next,
doing it ever since. In 2008, I was elected Northern Area Commander, which put me in charge of 22 posts, but it also, I had to hold meetings, quarterly meetings, and one of those meetings was quite involved.
At Yountville, yeah.
Yeah, we had it at Yountville.
And if you're not familiar, Yountville is where the first California Veterans Home is located.
Right. Oldest one in the country.
And I will digress just a little bit because Leo Simon in 2007, that's why I was going with 2007, went to North Carolina to a national AMVETS convention. And at that convention,
Earl Morris
made a presentation to the body on Honor Flight. He had just established Honor Flight Network out of Ohio. Well, Leo brought back an application for an Honor Flight and gave it to Deb for her dad, who was a World War II veteran and living with us at the time. And within 2 weeks after she submitted the application, Earl Morris called her personally and set up to take her dad and her to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials. And
the rest is history.
This is the big history because he was one of those guys who never talked about having been a World War II veteran. He always thought he was a clerk. He happened to be in the Philippines, and he happened to be MacArthur's clerk, but he still didn't consider himself a veteran because a lot of persons thought that in order to be a veteran, you had to be a combat veteran.
Right.
Well, after he went on the honor flight and found out that it takes 20 non-combat veterans to support that one combat veteran out
there. That's right.
He come back a changed person.
A little more proud and standing taller.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that the program was so important. And that's one of the reasons that it's so important for us to honor these World War II veterans, especially as your post is named after Leo P. Simon,
right.
World War II veteran.
That happened a little later in 2010. We changed the name.
Was that before he passed away?
He
knew that honor that he was given before he passed.
Yep.
And he was quite a dancer also.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, all around the town.
Right.
Several towns.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break here in just a second. And we are talking with Tom and Debbie Johnson, talking about the American AMVETS program, a program that honors all of our veterans, a program that you don't have to be a combat veteran or a VFW veteran to be involved with. And the VFW takes those who serve overseas, but AMVETS takes all of our military personnel, Reserve Guard, active duty, and retired. Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 6 p.m., North State Now.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If I only had wings, I'd fly like a birdie in the sky with a tra-la-la-la and a dree-dree-dree-dree.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is a new veterans program that we're starting out here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. My name is Rob Burrows, and today is December 7th, and we are remembering December 7th, 1941, our World War II veterans, our greatest generation, and the men and women who set the stage for the last 75 years for our nation. And as we come up on these next couple of years, we will be losing the very end of all of our World War II veterans, a kind of a great tragedy to a generation that brought this nation so far and the entire world with the freedom of fighting the Nazism and socialism and Japanese imperialism across the world in 1941 through 1946. And to honor all those men and women, entire nation who stepped up to the plate, who created the aircraft and the ships that the men and women fought on across the world to help preserve that freedom and to get rid of that tyranny. This portion of the program is brought to you by Foster's Brush Hog Service, locally owned and operated, giving veterans and elderly discounts, specializing in fire compliance services, fire breaks, and storm cleanup. Right now is a good time to give them a call, and their phone number is 440-9531. That's 440-9531. Foster's Brush Hog Cleanup. Give Keith a call. They'll get you a great price. They'll get you a great deal, and they'll do a good job for you. So thank you to Keith for honoring his father, served the United States Navy, and a Korean War veteran. This morning we are remembering World War II. We're talking about our greatest generation, and we're getting ready to talk about the World War II Memorial, a program that we've been working with Honor Flight through ANVETS with Tom and Debbie Johnson that are here. And we're going to play a song for you. It's called Old Army Hat by Bill Anderson, talking about the World War II Memorial. And as soon as we're done with this song, we'll come back out and we'll talk about the veterans that we were able to serve and take care of through Honor Flight.
He came home to Tennessee, a young man at the end of 45. Only one of seven men in his platoon that made it back alive. He must have seen some tough times, but he never talked too much about all that. Put his pictures and his memories in the cedar chest. Everything but his old army hat. By the time I graduated, the winds of change had blown across our land. They were burning flags and draft cards when they bothered to take some kind of stand. And we used to laugh at Grandpa like he was some old relic from the past. 'Cause he never left the house unless he was wearing that funny looking worn out army hat. Every eye was on him anytime that he went anywhere. They whispered and they pointed, but you could tell that Grandpa didn't care. I ain't wearing this for them, he said. It's a whole lot more than that. For my buddies who gave everything, the least that I can do is keep on wearing this old army hat. He called me up one morning, said he'd seen it on the news on his TV. They've opened up a monument to World War II in Washington, D.C. I ain't getting any younger, and I wish someone would take me to see that. I couldn't help but think they're gonna laugh at you up there if you show up in that silly army hat. Two strangers both saluted as Grandpa walked up to the monument. One said, "Thank you, soldier, for a job well done." The other said, "Amen." And a young boy said, "Sir, my daddy went to war and never made it back. Would you take a picture standing here beside me? And maybe let me wear your army hat?" Every eye was on him, and there was not a dry one in the crowd. They whispered and they pointed, and Grandpa stood up extra tall and proud. He said, "Son, just keep it," when the young boy tried his best to give it back. "You're a brave little soldier, son, and every soldier needs his very own authentic army hat. For your daddy who gave everything, the least that I can do is pass on this old worn out army hat." Oh, spacious skies,
If you're listening to the radio right now, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And we are talking about our World War II generation this morning, the attack on December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor, and about those men and women who served during our World War II era and generation. Old Army Hat is a song that honors our men and women at the World War II Memorial. And I can remember before my dad passed away, he was a World War II veteran, a gunner's mate on the Liberty ships. He passed away on August 12th of 2000. And in 1999, he said, you know what, they're building a memorial.
Mm-hmm. My dad sent money also.
And I hope I'm around to see it. But he didn't live that long. He didn't get there. So when you came to me and we talked about Honor Flight, an opportunity to take World War II veterans back to see the World War II Memorial.
Yes, we did. and I'll be
my opportunity to say thank you to my dad to help other veterans.
Absolutely. It all started with AMVETS again here locally. If it wasn't for AMVETS, we'd have never got it going. But locally, we had adopted Honor Flight as one of our local programs, along with the cemetery, I mean the museum at almost the same time. And but like I said earlier, Deb got to take her dad. And while she was back in D.C., she got to talk to Susan, one of the other representatives from Honor Flight.
Susan Barr.
And when I had that first meeting as Northern Area Commander, Susan Barr was one of our guests. And she made the presentation about Honor Flight to our Northern Area commanders and district commanders that were at my meeting. And before the day was over, we had six people who wanted to form a board of directors, and Honor Flight Northern California was launched in, that was 2008, and it took us a year to get all the corporate stuff done and get all the stuff done that needed to be done, including raising enough money to do it, and I got to thank AMVETS for that. They financed both of our first two trips.
Thanks to Richard Hum, Colonel Hum.
That's right. I remember Richard.
Yep. He was one of our...
he was at Yountville.
Yeah.
Yes, he lived at Yountville.
Yeah.
He was the AMVET representative at Yountville Veterans Home. And anyway, we were on our way. And in May of...
2009.
May of 2009, we took our first trip. And
I was with you on that.
You
first
were with
trip.
Us.
Yes,
yeah,
you
I
were.
Was a plank owner on that first trip to Washington, D.C. Yeah. And what a learning curve that was.
Oh, my gosh. You learned a lot every time.
Well, when you are a guardian and you're taking care of 30 veterans, we're ancient veterans, older veterans.
Yeah.
Well, I say ancient. Well, I don't mean that in a negative manner.
I know.
But when you're taking strangers, older strangers that you don't know, and they're putting their faith in you as you're going to take care of them, and then you're hauling them from one coast to the other coast for 6 hours on the airplane, and you're caring for them with all the issues and things that they have to take care of with their health.
Right.
And then making sure they get to their hotel rooms and they're not lost, and to make sure that they're not scared because they're with strangers, and to be able to also talk to them and listen to their stories during that time frame. I mean, you really have to think outside the box when
yes,
you're working with the elderly veterans like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I apologize for saying ancient.
Well,
but as
no,
a young
it's a conglomeration of their knowledge.
Well, some of those, I think, what was our oldest veteran, 101?
Yeah, the one that we took on through our hub.
So, you know, at that time I was like 48 years old, so that was, you know, 50-plus years older than me. So that's even just being an older individual. That's still old, you know.
I know.
So to be able to honor, to be able to take care of these individuals and take care of them. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But what a great opportunity it was for you to be able to help me to be part of this program, Honor Flight Northern California, as we were able to do. How many trips did we take total?
27.
27. Deb took 27 trips. 20. We only took 26.
I missed one, but I think
well,
I did 25.
Well, yeah, you did 25. But, yeah, she had that first one with her dad. When she took her dad, he was the first honor flyer from west of the Rockies.
Well, maybe.
At the time, other than Arizona. There was a hub in Arizona at the time,
Harding.
Susan.
And so what a great opportunity. We took veterans from all over our Northern California area, Shasta County, all the different counties and everything north of San Francisco.
We were overwhelmed when we formed our hub, and the Honor Flight Network realized we were going to do it. They sent us a list of people that had made application from California and the
West Coast
states, the West Coast.
We had Oregon, Washington.
We had a list. We had a list of 2,500 applications for our first flight.
Wow, that's a lot. Hey, we'll be right back. We're going to take a break, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
All right.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning. You're back with Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And this morning is December 7th, and we are remembering our World War II generation, 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor from the Japanese. And so this morning we have a caller. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I just wanted to say welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And that what a powerful show it was this morning. I guess maybe it's an appropriate time for you to start your show on December 7th. I've been listening to it. I think the in between walking around in the outside in the rain. And I'm really glad that you joined us. And a big shout out, of course, to Tom and Debbie Johnson. That, honor flight was so important to the North State, and they did such a great job. And you know what? It's a shame, as y'all are talking about it, is that they're just, it's just getting less every year from such wonderful people that gave so much.
You're right. Losing the greatest generation isn't just losing a greatest generation, Carl. It's losing our moms and dads. Your dad was a World War II veteran. I think your mom served during that time frame. Other individuals,
both my parents were World War II veterans.
That are our ages, they either served during World War II or Korea. I mean, Tom's dad was a Marine during the Korean War veteran, war era. And my mom and dad served during World War II, mom at home and dad abroad in the United States Navy. And so there are many people in our Northern California community and across the United States whose fathers, parents, uncles, brothers, grandparents served during that time frame to preserve the freedom that we have against the imperialism of Japan and the tyranny of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis.
It was. And like I said, what an appropriate time for you to start your program was on this day. Anyway, thanks a lot for being part of our family now, Rob. And for Tom and Debbie. Thank
Hi,
you so
Carl.
Much for what you've done. Hi, hon. Thank you so much for this is just, the honor flight. You all have done so much for the veterans in the North State. I mean, I can't even begin to go through all the different things that you all have done to help, including this, including your tea today.
Yes, I'll be talking about that in a little bit.
Okay. Anyway, thanks a lot, and welcome aboard.
Thank you very much, Carl. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity to be here.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Hey, what a great opportunity once again it is for us. This is Battlefield Expressions. It's a new program to help honor our veterans here in Northern California. It's a local show. We're not doing any call-ins or talks today, but we will be having you call in and talk to us as we move forward with the other shows. Today we are spotlighting our World War II generation, December 7th, 1941, the opportunity to remember those who set the example for us in our nation and in our lives. And why it is still so important for us to honor these men and women, not just those that are gone, but those that are still alive with us. Tom, one of the gentlemen who was on national TV this morning, Pearl Harbor survivor, had the opportunity and privilege to take him on honor flight.
Absolutely. Lou Contour.
Washington,
he's one of our honor flyees. Actually, early on, he went early in our group, and he's returned to Reading several times. He actually is a member of Leo P. Simon Post 1996. He's an AMVET, a life member, and we're really glad to have him. But when we took him, one of the things that we did while we were back in Washington, D.C., was the first night in, we passed the microphone around to all of those World War II veterans and let them tell their story. And that's when you realize that there wasn't any of them among them that weren't heroes. A lot of them thought they didn't do much, but some of the stories we got were absolutely, and I wish we would have recorded them all, but we didn't. But I have them in my heart.
Well, there's no doubt, because we were eyewitnesses to their stories when they talked to us on the plane, the flight to and from, especially how much they opened up after they went to the memorial.
Right.
And when we took them to the memorial, it wasn't just walking through the memorial. We took them to the Iwo Jima Memorial. We took them to the changing of the guard. We took them through the Lincoln Memorial, through that entire area, and it really gave them the opportunity to know that we were there to support them, that they could open up and talk to us and not feel ridiculed. They could talk to us and not feel like it was a burden. They could talk to other individuals who served in the same area or time that they did.
That was what was so remarkable.
All of a sudden, there was a camaraderie there that was 70 years old, and they didn't even know that they lived in the same community.
We had several people that veterans that we took that actually met other members of their unit at the World War II Memorial and hadn't seen them since they had been in the service. It was just absolutely amazing.
And we all are dropping on the ground crying.
Yeah, I don't think I made one flight without crying at least once.
I think that it was. There's no way that you could be with those people and listen to their stories and talk with them without becoming emotional. Just no way.
Well, it was more than pushing wheelchairs and giving them this scope of our nation's capital. You were holding their hands. You were hugging. You were part of their heart that day. You had the immense honor within your brain. You knew what this was, but to see it unfold in such beautiful landscapes and honorable monuments and memorials in the nation's capital. I mean, it was so hard to get them there after 60 years to build the monument that it was just remarkable to see them and see them come to life with that spring in their step or dancing with somebody in their wheelchair. My gosh, when we had the folks there doing the Lindy and dancing around the fountain, they joined in
Every single time, like the Lennon sisters, the Andrew sisters, and singing the songs out there on the
country
on the memorial
came
area.
Out to the memorial. If you have a chance to go to Washington D.C., even if you don't get a chance to be part of an honor flight as a guardian, you should spend a few days and in the flying season, which is May to October. And you should go there, and you should greet these folks that
on
are
Saturday
still
mornings.
Coming on Saturday mornings, yes. Friday mornings, because they're still coming.
And they're coming from all the states, all across the United States.
The Vietnam veterans are coming, and more. They're going to try and honor everybody.
The other hubs are still taken. Remember, we closed our hub down here because we had met our
mission
when we first started. It was World War II veterans. In the meantime, while we were taking these folks doing our 26 trips, Deb and I were also going up and down California forming new hubs. In order to get rid of that 2,500 member list,
we had to
form other hubs throughout California, and we have them from San Diego all the way up through the valley. We have Kern County and the Bay Area still there.
San Diego still going?
Yeah, San Diego still going. Yeah. Inland Empire,
Fresno.
San Luis Obispo.
I think Fresno still goes every now and then. But we have.
No, Fred's turned it over to a new group, but they're still doing it.
Okay.
And so now
it's Bay Area Honor Flight.
Now they're doing the Korean War veterans.
Yeah.
Right.
There's still a few World War II.
And any World War II veteran that's still out there. Sometimes they've never heard of it. They may hear of it today because of this show. And they will say, well, I'm World War II, and I can get – you can still
we
go.
We can still get you there.
Right. And so how could we get them – how can we get that phone number for them? Do you have that idea?
I got phone numbers for – well, I
so
think
the
two we would be interested in would be
Bay Area Honor Flight. And one of our guardians, Nathan, he's still involved there.
Yep. We had one of our guardians that we trained. He ended up taking over the Bay Area group.
Being part of it.
I went with the Bay Area,
Nathan and I were in charge.
We have the Central Valley Honor Flight, where they fly out of Fresno. And I guess I can put their phone number out there. Maybe somebody will want it. It is Scott and Linda Phillips are running it. And it's 559-299-9887. That's 559-299-9887. That's the Fresno. And we also have one in the Bay Area Foundation. Carl Stewart, he's still in charge there. And his number is 408-925-1999. That's 408 925. I can't read this more. 1999.
That's okay. What we'll do is we'll give you the museum office phone number here in Anderson.
Yes, that'll work,
too. And you can
too.
Call the museum and leave a message, and we will get back to you with all the information that you need to. And so let me give you the number. If you want to call the museum office, it's 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Once again, 378-2280. If you have any questions about the Northern California Veterans Museum and you want to find out more information about Honor Flight here out of any of the hubs throughout the state of California, if you have a loved one that lives across the United States, there are hubs across the United States, and we can get you the information to that closest hub so that you can make sure that your veteran gets the opportunity to go back and to visit the World War II Memorial. And if you're a Korean War veteran and you have not gone back there, or if you're a Vietnam veteran and this is your opportunity to go see the Vietnam Wall, this is your opportunity to get a hold of these Honor Flight hubs, because now as we're reducing our World War II population, they're opening that up to the other eras, which is Korea and Vietnam.
And the most important part is it's free. You don't pay a thing.
Absolutely free for the veteran.
If you're the veteran, this is a gift to you through Honor Flight. And if you're a loved one that wants to go as a guardian, there's a fee and a cost for that. And you'll have to talk to the individual Honor Flight hubs to find out what that cost is, because they vary from hub to hub. But if you're the veteran and this is your opportunity to go back and to see your memorial and to see because the Korean War Memorial is right there on between the World War II Memorial and the Lincoln Memorial. And it's a beautiful you get to see all of those memorials right there. So what a great opportunity to honor our veterans through this program. And it's still going strong through the other opportunities. We're going to go ahead and take a break and we'll be right back.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Talk Radio.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow.
Good morning.
A bugle for
you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is retired Senior Chief Rob Burrows, United States Navy Seabees. Two tours in Iraq, combat tours, and opportunity to be here to have this program this morning. We are talking with Tom and Debbie Johnson with AMVETS and with our Northern California Honor Flight, where we worked with our World War II veterans. Once again, this is December 7th, and we are remembering 1941, the day of infamy with the bombing of Japanese in the Pearl Harbor. And so I want to give you the call-in number here for the program. Once again, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. The calling number here is 605-4567. That's 605-4567. If you have a question concerning your World War II veteran or your Korean veteran or a Vietnam veteran in the Honor Flight program and you'd like more information, we'll be taking calls here for about the next 10 minutes. You have the opportunity to call in. And we invite you to call in as we go through the program every Saturday morning now from now on with Battlefield Expressions. And this morning is a special morning because it's not just Pearl Harbor Day. There's a special event that's going to be taking place at 1 o'clock here in town.
I'm having a Christmas tea, and that's Ladies Auxiliary 1996. And it is in honor of this day. We are going to have a Pearl Harbor remembrance. But it was a good time to have a tea. And we raise money for our local programs here. Hospitalized Veterans is one of our activities that we do. A couple of times a year, we like to visit folks, our veterans in the convalescent homes. A lot of times, you go to the VA hospitals or the clinics, and we don't realize that they're in the convalescent homes as well. So, part of the money raised this afternoon at our little fundraiser and remembrance will go towards buying shirts and socks and activities for those folks in the convalescent homes. And we invite you to come over. It starts at 1:30 to 3:30 at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street here in Reading. And we have very nice people with umbrellas. If you don't have one, they'll come out and help you get to the door. And please drive safely to get here and join us for – it's not a luncheon. It's not a dinner. It's just a nice afternoon tea.
And once again, this is being held at?
The Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading at 1605 Yuba Street.
So right downtown, just a couple blocks over from this location right here.
Yes, next to the post office.
And so Silver Star Widows and Veterans is a program through the Northern California Veterans Museum. We'll be working with the AMVETS Auxiliary to help fund some of the socks and toiletries and things like that to help take care of these veterans that are not necessarily taken care of by the veterans home or things like that. And so once again, this is a great opportunity for us to help our senior veterans that are in need of care and donations to them. Silver Star Widows and Veterans Program, once again, that's a program through the Northern California Veterans Museum to honor our elderly veterans that are in need. So Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services is at the bottom of the list for our young veterans coming back from the Global War on Terror. And Silver Star Widows and Veterans is a program to help those that are in their senior years that need that extra assistance. What a great opportunity for us to be able to help all of our veterans here in this community and to be able to make a difference. You know, veterans helping veterans. We go all over the world and we serve helping people we don't know. How important is it for us to come home and help people in our own communities that we do know? How important that is, especially those who have served and sacrificed. And for those that have the opportunity to say thank you in this manner, you don't know how great it is to be able to gift individuals through these programs and to see the gratitude and the thankfulness from these individuals.
That was one of the major things with our honor flights. Many of them World War II veterans. A lot of people didn't know that they had never been thanked either. You know, we saw all the ticker tape parade and everything that went on in New York City. Well, at that time, those guys were still out in theater. It took them sometimes 30 days to get home.
Or longer.
And longer. And so they just came home, got on the train, and went back to their farms or homes and whatever. They never got thanked either. And so when we took them to D.C. on the honor flights, and we got off the airplane and into the terminal, and there'd be 300, 400, 500 people clapping for him.
Oh, that was just, it was a wonderful, emotional time frame. But just to see the honor, especially there was Boy Scouts and there was kids groups.
Right.
They were there thanking them and shaking
many,
hands.
Many, many times.
Handing flags out.
They would say, I didn't realize anyone still cared.
Cared. Yep. I heard that.
Well, most of the time, you guys are in the front. I was in the back bringing the luggage.
Right.
You know? Bringing the last wheelchair out.
Those CVs can do, right?
And we did.
And
that's
you
right.
Did.
We did. We were workhorses for the program. And, you know, I do it again in a heartbeat. What a great opportunity.
There's a verse
to give.
In the CV song you should sing today.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, today is the day.
Would you sing that?
I can't sing. I got to make sure that I don't sing it right directly into the mic. We're the CBs of the Navy. We can build and we can fight. We'll pave our way to victory and guard it day and night. And we promise to remember the 7th of December. We're the CBs of the Navy, bees of the seven seas.
All right.
Hey, and that's where the CBs were started.
He used to sing that on our bus almost every time we took. When we were returning to the hotel after the whole day of touring.
And when we passed the
CB Memorial. After we did the changing of the guard.
Right.
And, you know, that was always a privilege, too, to be able to thank them. And, you know, a lot of them remembered hearing that song during the time frame,
yes,
World War II.
Yeah.
And what a great opportunity. Thanks for reminding me to sing it today. That was a song that I needed to learn or had to learn when I made Chief Petty Officer in the Navy, and especially in the CBs. And I have used it many, many times to thank our veterans since then, especially every December 7th. And maybe that's one of the reasons that this means so much is that my entire career built around the Navy Seabees, 23 years, went back to the history of why the Seabees were created because of the invasion of the Japanese during World War II. The Seabees were created in June of 1942. And what the great opportunity for – we're a young branch of the military – of the Navy. And so, you know, the Seabees are always, they were always the senior enlisted. They were tradesmen that were brought in and were given jobs in the United States Navy because they needed those building skills across the South Pacific and also into Europe at the beginning of the D-Day invasion. And so they were always older veterans. They always said, don't give a Seabee a bad time because his son may be a Marine. And that's exactly what it is. I was a Seabee for 23 years and my son was a Marine. And he goes, Dad, I went to the Navy, the recruiter to join the Navy, and they were out to lunch, and the Marines called me over, and I signed up with the Marines. I said, really? I said, okay, choose your rate, choose your fate. So he was a honorable Marine. He served for 4 years plus four with 1-7 out of 29 Palms. So very proud of my son that served in the Marine Corps. And everywhere I served was with the 1st Marines and the 2nd Marines all across Iraq and Mediterranean and the Persian Gulf. And so once again today, December 7th, is the day that we've been remembering our World War II veterans, a great opportunity for us to step off of this radio program, Battlefield Expressions, that honors all of our veterans, and to remember those who have served and gave their lives. And once again, we are talking about Honor Flight, where we served with Honor Flight Northern California, and took World War II veterans back to see the World War II Memorial. If you want to call in, we've only got a couple of minutes left. It's 605-4567. 605-4567.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The other thing is, if this has caused anyone to feel the need that they're getting overwhelmed at home or there's something happening in their lives that is not making them as happy as we would like them to be, please call. Please call and talk to your friends and your family if you are getting a little depressed this season.
That's right. Christmas is a tough time for everybody, but a lot of times it's worse for veterans who've served, especially when they're away from their units. And so we want to just remind you once again, Honor Flight Northern California, we don't have that here in our Shasta County area anymore. We're using the San Francisco hub and some of the other hubs. And it is for all of our senior veterans, so our Korean War veterans and our Vietnam veterans. It is a free trip to Washington, D.C. to see your memorial. It is a wonderful opportunity to go with other veterans, especially at this time in your life when you need to be thanked and the opportunity for people to thank you. And that's really important that if you've served and this is an opportunity for you, that you get that information so that we can make sure that you're not forgotten, that you feel like when you came back home that nobody said thank you. Well, guess what? We're saying thank you right
now. Thank you.
We're giving you the opportunity to go back and see your memorial and to make sure that that's taken care of. And so as we move forward with the program, the number for the Veterans Museum is 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We are located in the Anderson, the old B of A Bank of America in Anderson at 2110 North Street. And our office hours there are usually Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. And we want to make sure that you know you can get a hold of us and talk to us, and we can get you the advocacy and the information that you need. Hey, this has been Battlefield Expressions, honoring all of our veterans, but saying thank you to our World War II and remembering those of our greatest generation. Once again, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, thank you for serving our nation. Thank you for serving our country.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.